Hey, Mama, welcome back to another episode on the One Income Family Podcast. I don't know about you, but I cannot tell you one time that life has happened exactly the way that I've planned it out. Be a vacation, going to a doctor's appointment, showing up on time to an event, and so much more. I am a full-out planner, and I thrive when I know what's happening next or what I would like to happen next, right? And then I'd like to know what order it's coming in because, you know, things are constantly changing. I am constantly rearranging my life to figure out how to make a better routine or schedule that I can thrive on. But no matter how hard I try, things always seem to get off the planned path, and I have to rethink in the moment and problem solve to find a solution to stay on track. Budgeting, it's no different. Life happens that we could never plan for. Things change, and we have to figure out how to make the most of it in that moment. Sometimes we have ways that keep us from going crazy, but a lot of the time, there are so many stressors that we react and just do whatever to get through that moment. And that is what I want to help you today. I want to help you get through that. I want to help you become proactive instead of reactive, because if you have a plan in place for the unexpected, then you don't end up using money that you need in order to get through the pay cycle. This will prevent the stress and the reactionary responses that could negatively affect you and your budget. So listen in as I talk you through what happens when I get off budget and how I'm able to reset the budget for the next pay cycle so that you can then take what I do and put it in place for your own budget. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Now, before I jump too deep in today's training, I want you to know that you are not alone. I know how scary it can be to feel like you have to create the perfect budget and then stay on that budget or else everything will fall apart. You worry that you won't be able to pay the bills, get food for your family, or have gas for your husband to go to work. I know how stressful it can be to be the one making the decisions in the moment and worry if you're making the right choice. I know what it feels like to want to be able to do more with life for you and your family, but feel restricted because you only have so much money to go around. I want you to know that this is not a mindset that you have to endure. You can break free and you can live in peace on one income, but don't do it alone. And I'm not saying this because I want you to come work with me, but rather because when you are so deep in the thick of it, it's hard to find a solution. But that is why I am offering free clarity calls to help you figure out why you are struggling to stick to your budget and help you figure out your own personal solution to being able to stick to that budget. I want to help you get freedom from your budget and be able to take the next step forward so that you can start sticking to that budget in a way that feels good and give you back that peace that you've been looking for. You can get your free clarity call at calendly.com/MollyBennell. That's calendly.com/Molly-E-N-E-L-L. All right. So I cannot tell you how many times that I've gotten off budget. I feel like it's a regular thing in life in general, because I mean, in all reality, if you sit down to think about it, you have off days all the time. In life, you get sick, something comes up, it throws you off course, and what you planned or what routines you normally have in place just get thrown to the side, and you just have to figure out how to make it through that day without, getting too off track and going crazy, right? Because in all reality, a plan is just an idea. Like when you set up routines, this is what I'm trying to say. When you set up a routine for your life or a schedule for your life, for your day, it's essentially just a plan to help you get through whatever it is that you're trying to do without having to think about it. It's a way to put less in your brain, and it's just a reactionary thing that, well, reactionary is not really the right word, but it's just something that you do and it becomes habit. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for. It just becomes a habit. And that's kind of what we want for your budget too. We want it to just be like second nature. We want it to be something that you really don't have to think about, and you can just go through the day without really having to go, okay, what is going on with my budget? What do I have to do? Because that is when we start stressing out and we get off budget. And we start thinking, oh, my budget isn't perfect and I wasn't able to follow it. But again, if you go back to your daily schedule and your daily routines, you don't stay on budget all the time and just, you don't stay on routine all the time. And just, you really are able to go with the flow because you either figure it out or, it just gets left until the next day. And sometimes that's what has to happen even with our budget. We have to sit down and really just be okay with things being off. And that's one thing that I really want you to get today. I want to normalize getting off budget instead of living in this deep-rooted fear of getting off budget. Getting off budget just means that life happened and you had to rearrange your plan. It doesn't mean that life is going to get you so caught up and you're going to be so off budget that you can't cover all of your bills, that you can't cover all of your grocery expenses. Yes, there are times that it can be a little tight depending on how much is going on in the moment. And those are really kind of the moments that I'm going to talk about with my budget, because the little items here and there, I've just normalized it so much that, yeah, there's going to be flexibility in my budget. Otherwise, I am going to stress out and not be able to even think when it comes to my budget, because I'm going to be so scared and living in that perfectionist kind of world that I cannot move forward, right? And I don't want you to be paralyzed. I don't want you to be stuck, unable to move any which direction because you think your budget is so bad and you can't stick to it. So that is why I really wanted to put that out there. I want you to normalize getting off budget and then be able to cover the little things by being proactive instead of reactive. And so I really want you to sit with that and be able to just let go of that perfectionist feeling. I'm saying this from somebody who is a perfectionist and has to be on with every single thing. Otherwise, I go crazy. But I have learned how to be a little bit more flexible in my schedule and my daily life and my budget, and to not let it bug me. And I put in little buffers. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk about today, are the little buffers that I have in place. But before I get too deep into what it is that I do, I want to first touch on why it happens. Why do we get off track? And what are the specific off track scenarios that we really need to be focusing on? And what ones can we let go of? So the ones, like I said, that are little itty bitty here and there, like you go $20 over something in your grocery budget, well, then maybe you just take that $20 out of your eating out budget. Those are simple, easy, flexible things that you don't really have to worry about. and you can just breathe and let it go. It's not something that becomes a stressor unless you are a perfectionist, right? Unless you are so diehard trying to stay on budget. I'm going to tell you that that is not going to happen. Staying on budget that tight feels restrictive and like you can't do anything with the money that you want to be able to do with. It keeps you stuck in this phase of essentially being paralyzed and not doing with your money what you want your money to do with you. You have to be okay with things happening and the ebb and flow of money and the ebb and flow of life, and just be able to be proactive about the things that are going to happen, right? Okay, so why do these big things happen? What are these big scenarios? So a health issue, getting sick, breaking a tooth, breaking a bone, getting a cut. You know, there are so many things that happen with your health that are unplanned for, and you have to be able to either have a backup plan for it or be able to cover it in your budget, right? Then there are, which this is the one that a lot of us are talking about. The health issues are kind of just like, I don't know what to do. We kind of freak out kind of thing. But the ones that I feel like a lot of us are talking about when it comes to sticking to our budget is when we give into temptation. When there is something that we really, really, really want in the moment and we can't like save up for it and hold off, and we give in and we buy that thing, and then we're like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have bought that because I don't know what I'm gonna do. I wasn't thinking, the budget can't handle that. You know, all these negative, scary thoughts come into our brain, right? So that's another thing. Then there can be work situations. Like my husband, he gets sent to stay places sometimes for a whole week in order to cover somebody who's off. Or if they're low on people working in a different location, he will get sent there sometimes. And then I'm like, okay, well, they're paying for the hotel. I don't have to worry about that. But then eating out, I've tried giving him like meals that he can put in the refrigerator, but it never fails. Every time when I send him with lunches or suppers, he ends up in a room that the, refrigerator doesn't work, or somebody unplugs the refrigerator and doesn't plug it back in. So like, I just feel like I wasted all that food. So essentially I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to have to let him go out and eat, but then we have to save up for that. And how am I going to do this? And this is a new thing that obviously I've been trying to work through to figure out the best way to be proactive about it, right? Instead of reactive. So yeah, there are work things that come up sometimes for your husband or yourself if you work. Then there are unplanned activities. So a funeral happens, or there's a wedding that you just figured out that you're like, oh, I didn't know about that. You know, I got to do that. Or I'm sure there's lots of other activities that you can come up with, but those are the two on my brain right now because those are a lot of things happening in my life. And then another thing in the moment that can be really scary is your card doesn't work. Like either you don't have enough funds to cover that little bit that you went over on budget, or something happened and your card got shut off and you're standing there in the line going, oh my gosh, people are like going to stare at me. What are they going to think? Are they thinking that I don't have the money for this? How am I going to reconcile it? Do I have to take some off? But how do I do that at the self-checkout? You know, those are the things that really kind of freak us out. So the unplanned expenses, like health issues, the work thing, an activity, those ones tend to be a little less stressful. But giving into the temptation and the card not working, those ones can be a lot scarier in the moment. So depending on the situation can really tell you how clear you're thinking because of the amount of stress going on in your life to be able to handle the situation, right? So what do you end up doing in the moment? This is the reactionary side of things. What do we end up doing? We borrow from other categories. Kind of like when I said earlier, when I went over a little bit in my grocery budget, I just had to borrow a little bit from the like eating out fund kind of thing. But sometimes when it's a bigger issue like that, like we borrow from our bills account or something, it can then really stress us out along the way because we're like, okay, now am I going to be able to cover all my bills? Did I just screw myself over? Like what am I going to have to do? Other things that we do in the moment is we try to stretch our paycheck. If we have leftover money or we haven't gotten our groceries, then we try to be as frugal as we possibly can to be able to cover it, right? We use our savings, be it something that we planned to use our savings for or we didn't plan to use our savings for. And then we're like, oh, well, now it's going to take longer to reach our goal. And then we go down a spiral of ending in, well, it's pointless to even go for this goal because I'm just going to keep borrowing it from it because I just can't stick to my budget, right? We go through these negative mindset spirals that just end us up in places that just are not good for ourselves and for our families because we are so stuck on that we have to be perfect on our budget and we have no flexibility in it. And that is why I don't want you to be reactive. I want you to focus on being proactive. So things that you can do instead of being stuck in the reactive phase is that when there's a health issue, you can have money saved up in maybe your savings account or maybe your bills account, wherever it is that you end up wanting to put it, but you can have money saved up for a health savings category. This is different than an HSA, which is a health savings account, because that's attached to an insurance policy. But you can still have money saved up for like when you need to go to the doctor and you need to be paying those copays, right? Whether it's a dentist or an actual doctor that you need to figure out why you're sick or you break a bone, you know, you still have a little bit of money to be able to cover that. I know a lot of times when I am sick too, I like to have that money saved up because when I go to the doctor, it takes me like 3 hours to get there, go to the doctor, and get back, right? Because they live so far from town. So I also have to plan in eating out. And a lot of the time, it always happens when we're at the end of our pay cycle, right? So I'm like trying to scrounge and figure out how we're going to eat out because I don't feel good enough to get back and eat lunch at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We need to eat on time or my girls are going to be off schedule. And again, my brain goes in that spiral. So I have that money saved up for those kind of situations. Then you can have a miscellaneous account, which this is money that you can just keep in your holding account, which is the account that your money comes in from your paycheck and then you disperse it from there. That is a good place to hold miscellaneous money that maybe you might need in the future, like $100 or $200 for little things that are unexpected that come up that you need to be able to cover or that you forgot to take care of in the budget. And you're like, oh yeah, I needed that. That came up. And then it just gives you a little bit of a cushion and you're not stressing over where's that money coming from? Where am I going to pull it from? What part of my budget am I going to hurt? Am I going to be able to cover all my needs? You know, all that spiral you can just take care of and know that you have money to save for it. But that doesn't mean that you can say, oh, I've got this $200 saved up. Now I can go out and eat because I feel like going out to eat and I just want to be, well, lazy essentially and not make food, right? You have to actually use that as backup emergency money for things that you forgot to add into the budget or things that popped up unexpectedly that you need to be able to cover. There are things like house and car repairs. You should have a savings account for that, for the unexpected, because you never know when you might need new tires. Actually, you do know you should be saving for that kind of thing, right? But there are things like new tires that you need to be able to cover, or if a gas pump goes out, or if you need to replace spark plugs, which I may be talking over your head about mechanics, right? But that's what I'm getting at, is that you never know when these things are going to happen. And if you have it covered in a savings account, you don't have to stress over it. and then having the big emergency savings account for those really, really big emergencies. So I say 2,000, Dave Ramsey says 1,000. You pick your choice, whichever one you want to do or whichever one you can get to in that moment. Pick one, save it, and have that for a backup for when things that are really crazy, like I just recently used it when my husband's grandmother got sick and we went up. She had 24 hours to live. We went up and had to stay overnight to be able to be there. And then we came back. And then the next weekend, we had to go to the funeral. And no, we did not have the money saved up for that. And that's what I used my emergency savings account for, right? And then I replenished it. And so that is why you want to be proactive about things that you might pop up in life. Let me rephrase that. That will pop up in life, because that's life. Unexpected is life. And if you just plan for the things that you know you want to do and the things that you are excited for and the things that you need right there in the moment, then life's going to throw something crazy at you and you're going to go crazy because you don't know how you're going to be able to financially cover it. And so that is why I really want you to stop being reactive and be more proactive. Yes, that means that maybe some things that you really want down the line or some financial goals might need to be put on hold so that you can save up some money in these categories. But it is a good thing in the long run, or even in the short run, because you won't be as stressed out. And once you have those little nuggets saved up, those buckets of money saved up and wherever it is that you want to save them up in, you will feel less stressed and like you can actually attack your goals and reach your goals because you're not trying to use that goal money for the unexpected things. Okay, so what do I do after? When I have a really big situation happen and I was reactive in the moment instead of proactive, how do I recoup, right? So that is what you are so excited to learn about, right? Well, it's pretty simple and I'm sure you're going to know the answer, but it's essentially you just replenish what you use. When you get that next paycheck that came in, you put that money back in those accounts that you've used. If you use money from the health account, you put it back in there. If you weren't proactive and you don't have these savings accounts saved up, which is okay, all you have to do is start. Just start one of these accounts and start saving up for them. Which one do you use the most? Start there. But if you don't have those savings accounts in place, then you need to go back. And if you borrowed from another category, get that money back in there so that you are able to pay your bills. If you are struggling to stretch your paycheck and you cut some things out that you weren't able to buy and you really need them, go get them. If you used your savings and it was unplanned instead of planned, put that money back in there so you can just level the playing field. Use that next paycheck to just level everything out, get it all balanced, get it back on track, and then move forward. Don't focus on your goals that you're trying to reach. Don't focus on trying to pay off debt or all that extra stuff. Just get everything balanced out, get a clean slate, and move on from there for your next paycheck. And it's a lifesaver when you do that because it just takes the stress out and you don't have to worry about it. Yeah, it kind of stinks that you're backtracking a month on your goals, and it'd be really nice to be able to do that. I know right now we've got a lot of doctor bills, and my goal to pay off the car was to put $1,000 down on the principal every single month to get that down quicker. Well, because of our doctor bills, it stinks, but we're not able to do that because we've got to go through and unexpected things happen, right? My husband gets an ear infection, the kids get sick, we find out that our insurance doesn't cover some of the things that we needed it to cover, and so we have a big doctor's bill to pay. And instead of putting that extra $1,000 a month towards that car, I've got to put it towards doctor bills. But that's life, and that's what I've got to be able to cover. I'm not able to be proactive about that because it is a high dollar amount, right? So I just have to use the extra money that I would be putting towards my goals towards that and just get the playing field leveled out, get my brain under control, get the stressors down, get my spiral over with, because you know that's happening, and just take it one step at a time and move forward. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes to get everything figured out. Now, maybe you don't have as much money. You only have like $200 extra, or maybe you only have $50 extra every paycheck. But still put that money towards your savings or whatever it is that you took from to cover for the unexpected thing. And then just take it one paycheck at a time. Yes, it means your goals kind of have to get pushed back a little bit, but it means that you are not struggling. It means that you are able to move forward with life. It means that you can live in peace instead of stress. And so that is what I want for you. I really hope that this is sinking in. I'm really hoping that you are thinking about, you know, normalizing being off budget and putting a plan in place to be more proactive for things that you can be proactive about, and figure out a plan for when you can't be proactive. Like, what can you take from? What can you use instead of putting it towards like your wishes or your wants? Those are kind of the things that you have to take from first, because you can't take from your needs, right? So just take a deep breath. Get it done and over with this next pay cycle, and then just move forward from there. Like, forgive, forget, and move forward kind of thing. But if this is something that you find that you are struggling with, that you can't seem to get proactive and you're stuck in that reactionary phase, that you just can't seem to stick to your budget and you want help, you can get help. I am offering free clarity calls. Yes, they are free. You do not have to pay for them, to help you figure out why you are struggling to stick to your budget, and then help you learn, or create is a better word, to create your own personal solution to being able to stick to that budget. I want you to get freedom from your budget, to get freedom from the perfectionist world that we live in that causes us to really get stressed over being off budget. I want to help you be able to normalize getting off budget, and that is by figuring out why you're off budget and then getting those next steps so that you can start sticking to your budget in a healthy way instead of that negative fear of getting off budget and then going into those spirals, right? Because we don't want to live in that spiral. We don't want to live in that negative mindset. We want to live in peace, in joy. We want to be able to use our money to its fullest, and we can't do that if we're stuck in that negative mindset. And that is why I am offering these free clarity calls. I am offering them because I want to help you get freedom. I want to help you learn why you are not able to stick to your budget, and then help you create that plan to be able to stick to your budget. So go grab your free clarity call at calendly.com/MollyBennell. That's calendly.com/Molly, B as in boy, ENELL. And with that, I pray that you are able to take what you have learned and implement it in your life. And I will see you all next week on another episode of the One Income Family Podcast. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.
Thank you.